What's up, everyone? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by More Labs. More Labs has an exquisite blend to help you recover from that night of boozing. And now, this isn't some snake oil garbage or diet pill that you'll lose 10 pounds overnight. This is a proprietary blend of nutrients for your liver, amongst other things in your body, to help you recover the day after a night out with friends or family, whoever you want to drink with. This stuff works. We've used it. We've tried it. It's great. You need to try it. Head over to hwhpodcast.com, scroll down, click on the picture or the savings link to save yourself some cash on that order. You got to try this stuff. It works. Next, Three Brothers Winery. Now, while I'm a huge fan of their hard ciders, unfortunately, they can't be shipped out of state. But if you do live out of state, you can buy some of their fantastic wines. Their wine is some of the best wine in the country. If you're familiar with Western New York, the Finger Lakes region is known for their grapes, which in turn is known for their wine. I mean, they compete with Napa Valley consistently year over year over year. Three Brothers is a distinguished winery that makes amazing wine. Makes for a great gift for the holidays as well. So if you head over to their website, Three Brothers Winery, it's the number 3brotherswinery.com. Use our code HWH20 to save yourself 20% on your order. And last but not least, you all know our main sponsor, K-Bar Soap Company. He just launched his Chess Candy Sugar Scrub. Try to say that 10 times fast, because I just did and I had edited it all out. But look, at this stuff is absolutely amazing. Once you try it, you'll love it. And right now, it's at a discount over what the normal price of the stuff's going to be. So if you want to try it, get it now. It's infused with peppermint essential oils, and it's all natural, just like K-Bar soap is. So go give the Chess Candy Sugar Scrub a try. When you do, use our code HOWBOUND, because that, our friends, is going to save you a discount on your entire order. For this week's episode, Sully, Lauren, and myself talked about time. And not the kind on the wall. It's the timing. Do you show up late? Do you show up early? Or do you show up right on time? Which one are you? Lauren, you had some margaritas today. What kind of margaritas are they?
Well, I bought the Jose Cuervo low calorie mix.
Ooh.
Which isn't that great. I learned it's zero sugar and 10 calories. It looks just like margarita mix. It's that lime green color. And I was like,
okay,
fuck it. You know, we'll give it a whirl.
Right.
So I don't know. My boyfriend made them. Like, I wanted a frozen one.
Yep.
So I just saw him adding like lemon juice and orange juice, and I really didn't ask any questions, but they were okay.
Lemon juice and orange juice to a margarita? That happens?
I don't know if it's a replacement for triple sec. I think it was like a triple sec replacement. I really don't know.
Well,
listen, there was tequila in them. Does it matter?
Right. Exactly. Have you ever had one of those in one of the margarita machines?
Yes.
Those are so worth the investment. I have one. And it is amazing because it actually...
Really?
Yeah, it shaves the ice instead of like chops it. So it shaves it.
Right.
Oh my God. It is so worth... I think they're like 150 or 200 bucks, but it's worth it all day long.
Well, okay. I'll be going on Amazon tomorrow.
Seriously. And you might even get a deal on it now that we're around the holidays.
Oh shit.
Perfect.
You can make anything and everything in those, like mudslides. I mean, it comes with all different, obviously, concoctions you can make with it.
We're more of a make our own.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
When we do like a little get together at my lake house over the summer, and one of the guys just likes to pour all sorts of different booze in it, and it comes out looking like diarrhea. But somehow it tastes good, because I guess when you just throw like fucking margarita mix and
sure.
all those different kind of things together, it's good. The other thing you got to watch out for is they're so good, it can fuck you up quick.
Oh, 100%, because you can't taste the booze.
Right. We used like hurricane mix. Have you ever heard of a hurricane drink?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
They sneak up on you like a mofo.
You know you're old when you're drinking hurricanes, though.
Really?
I think so.
That's an old thing?
I don't think anyone under the age of 30 knows what a hurricane is.
I thought that would be like a Manhattan. Like, once you hit a Manhattan.
Another old people drink.
Yeah. But I've never heard of a hurricane being an old person drink.
I feel like it is.
I see.
Kind of like an Alabama Slammer, too.
It's Bacardi 151.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, I think kids these days know what a Manhattan is. They've got to. I mean, that's like a classic.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I just don't think they're drinking it.
No, they might not. I mean, you're talking about millennials here. You know, they're not like
exactly.
us. You know what I mean? They can't handle that shit.
No. They're drinking Zimas still, probably.
Well, fucking White Claw.
And White Claw, exactly.
Yeah.
The pussification of drinking.
Yes.
We have made Manhattans in the margarita machine.
Yes, we have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those are delicious.
I bet.
They fuck you up. And they're even worse, obviously, because they're all booze.
You know what fucks you up, too? This is funny. And it reminded me because we went to dinner with my parents last night. And then my dad, after dinner, we were drinking throughout dinner. And he's like, well, let's just have a drink, another drink. And we're like, okay. And so I ordered a orange creamsicle martini, which was really good. And then he goes to my mom, what do you want to drink? And she's like, I'll have a Long Island iced tea. I'm like, wow. Are you trying to die before you go home?
Yeah. Mom's all in.
Oh, yeah.
Those will put you on your ass.
And make it a double.
I was like, wow. Okay. What got into her?
We need to hang out with your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a blast.
Sounds like mom's not afraid.
Yeah, they're out of control. No, she's not afraid. No.
After they had those drinks, did they want to stay out for more, or did they wrap it up after that?
We wrapped it up, but it was late, though. Like, I mean, at least for me, it was like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in bed at like 8.
I know. Speaking of feeling old, it's like past my bedtime right now.
Yeah, mine too.
I keep you guys up late.
You do.
I apologize. So John met your parents.
Yes.
Was this like the first time?
No. He's met my parents many times. In fact, now every time he's here, my dad makes him his bitch. So they were putting new trim up all day yesterday.
Oh, John.
They're very well acquainted.
I feel bad for you, man.
I feel terrible for him. Every weekend he comes up, it's a new project. So it's
Welcome
okay.
Welcome to the family. Grab a shovel.
Yeah. I mean, I win in the situation, so I'm not complaining.
You know what I was really surprised of tonight that I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, and I've made mention of this on episodes before, and the fact that you were actually on time tonight, Lauren. It was like 7:58, and we were scheduled to record at 8 o'clock, and you were on. You're like, boom, there's Lauren. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, Kev, I have a saying, and every one of my friends and family knows that I don't do late.
Oh, you are a rare unicorn.
So, like, I know, but like, if you're late, I'm just like, fuck it. I'm always waiting for my friends if they make dinner plans or something. I'll wait in the parking lot for you for 15 minutes. Otherwise, I'm leaving.
I'm out.
Fucking A. You can only give people so much time, especially if it's a planned thing. Like, if you plan to meet your friends at the restaurant for dinner and they've known about it for a week, why the fuck can't they show up on time?
Well, and that's the thing, though. I just think it's the rudest thing in the world because, like, time is something that I really don't have. And so if you're going to waste my time, then, like, you know, you're cut off. And people don't think that it's rude. They're like, oh, so what? You know, I'm always late. Well, no, you're not, because at some point in time, you had to have been on time in your life. Anyone that has a job, you have to be on time for your job, right?
Yeah.
You had to be on time for school.
I was never on time for school.
Everybody has the ability to be on time. You just choose not to be because you have whatever it is, poor time management skills or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's rude.
All the above.
And like me, I won't tolerate it. I don't do late.
Yeah.
I think that's what plays into a lot of it is poor time management skills.
Right.
Because you know what pisses me off the most is the fact that school, you have to be on time to school. My daughters both have to be to school by a certain time in the morning.
Right.
If they're not there, after like 10 minutes, they start calling home. Now, I get the idea, like maybe they were walking to school or maybe something happened, so they want to check up on them. But then when I have to pick them up from school, they're always fucking late letting them out. Like, what are we teaching these kids?
Right.
That's poor time management. If you have a set schedule during the day for certain classes and certain times, like the girls have, you know, specials, it's called. And so they got gym and art and all this other crap. And at 3:32, the announcements still haven't gone off. They're supposed to be released by 3:30. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's where what you just said really hit home with me. That's why I'm getting a little angry, because you said they don't value other people's time. I have to get home within like literally 20 minutes from a town that's 15 minutes away to get my other daughter off the bus. And if I don't make it here on time, I miss her. I can't get her off the bus. She's right. Gone.
Well, that's just what I was going to say is, depending how old your kid is, I mean, if your kid's between the age of like 12 and 17, how do you know that that child isn't responsible to babysit a younger sibling or get a younger sibling off the bus?
Exactly. I don't get it. That's one of my biggest pet peeves is, here we are with elementary school age children and we can't even fucking release them on time, yet you expect them to be on time to right. everything. So you're right. expecting the parents to have them there by a certain time and chop chop, and this is the way it needs to be run, and that's responsibility. But when it comes to the responsibility lying on us, you know, we ran over a little bit late, not a big deal. You know, like, what the fuck?
No, I totally agree. And I don't know if they don't have like the bell anymore, but I mean, I just remember in high school, there was like the bell after
the bell? How old
every
are
class.
You? No, I'm kidding.
Listen, we'll fight. No, even if the teacher was in the middle of talking and the bell went off, we would just run out of the classroom. Like, too bad. You can finish it tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Like, if a kid's in high school or even in middle school, like you said, once they're 11, 12 years old, they're old enough to stay at home by themselves, or they should be responsible enough to be home by themselves, because right. I plan when my oldest daughter's old enough to be able to start leaving her here like next year and the year after, you know, right. I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to go down to the store and in town and, you know, only be gone for 15, 20 minutes and then come back. And before I leave her here for long periods, but she's going to be 11 in May.
Right.
You know, so it started, make that turning point. And if Ava was 11 or 12 and I missed her getting off the bus, at that point, she's going to have a key.
Right.
So she's going to be able to get in the house on her own. It's not that big of a deal. But right now, I'm in a time crunch. Like, I got to be home to get her off the bus. And if I'm not here, the bus goes.
Right.
And that sucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
But a lot of women, and I hate to just say it about women, I shouldn't. A lot of people tend to be late or tend to run late.
Yeah, but no, I think you're accurate in your first statement. It's the majority is women.
Is it a time management thing?
I think so.
Or is it just that they don't give a shit about other people's time?
Well, I
think it's both.
Yeah. I think it's cultural. I don't think it's women or men. I think it's the U.S. Like, I think it's the Americans. Like, we're very fast paced. We're very much go, 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 go. Time is of the essence. There's not enough time in a day. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. Whereas, like, you look throughout the rest of the world and, like, the Italians aren't fucking rushing around everywhere. The French aren't rushing around everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, they're taking fucking, what, siestas and shit? Like, they eat dinner at like 9
good
o'clock
point,
at night.
Sally,
I mean,
good point.
You know, so I think like...
Well, one thing too is, I think it depends where you live.
Oh, very much so, yeah. Because down south is a little bit
like,
different.
Well, yeah, and obviously they're slower in the south, but like if you live in a city where there's a lot of traffic, you kind of...
Yeah, it's go, go, go.
You can't really make plans for a set time if you're in New York or LA, because if you get stuck in traffic,
you're
LA,
like you're committing 2 hours of just being stuck in a road behind 300,000 other assholes.
Which is why I couldn't live there.
Oh,
how do you even make plans?
You can't. Unless you have a helicopter.
Right.
That's when you call Daddy Trump and, you know.
It's so true. But I feel like when you grow up, though, your parents sort of teach you the whole time management thing. Like my parents raised us where the world does not wait on you. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. And you need to be on time and not waste other people's time. So they would make us set our own alarms when we were kids. And we had to do a math equation of what time do we need to wake up in order to get this done, in order to walk out of the house at this time, to be at school at this time. So now I'm in my 30s and it still rings true. If I have dinner plans at 7, I know, okay, I live far away from everyone. It's probably a 30-minute commute. How long is it going to take me to get ready until I walk out of the door? And then I have to add the 30 minutes to get there. Mm-hmm. So it's like an everyday thing. And the same if I travel, when I go to the airport, I'm like, okay, what time do I need to, mm-hmm. you know, leave my house? What time do I need to wake up?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you need to figure out, I literally will subtract it like, okay, this is the time, my departure time of my flight. I'm going to board 30 minutes prior to that. So I need to be at the airport 60 minutes prior to that. So I need to leave my house 30 minutes prior to that. So I need to wake up 45 minutes prior to that.
That is exactly what I do.
You need to just figure it out.
Because when I went to Florida last week, we're flying out of Buffalo. And instead of getting up at 3:30 in the morning to be on the road by 4:30 to get there, like you said, 90 minutes ahead of time, because I like to give that buffer, we're staying overnight across the street right. from the airport. And that way we're there. And I look at it as I'm spending $60 extra over the long-term parking in order to buy myself essentially 3 hours of sleep. Like I did all that math.
Right.
Like, okay, it's going to be worth it for me to just drive out there the night before I fly out, then get up at 3:30 in the morning and drive out there that morning. Plus, it's a little less stressful on the family, but I am the same way, right. but I don't tend to get there right on time. I'm compulsive enough that I get there early and sometimes really early. Like we have some appointments with the girls where I've been 15, 20 minutes early and they're like, Dad, why are we sitting in the car? And I'm like, because we're like 20 minutes early. And they're like, well, what the fuck are we going to do? And I'm like, we're going to sit here and listen to music or something. You know, we could talk. But, you know, and I tell them I'd rather be early than late right. because there's nothing more stressful to me than rushing. You know, it just adds to all the other bullshit we deal right. with in life.
Exactly.
Having to rush around to try to be somewhere when you can just, if you have good time management skills, you can, you know, like, all right, I've got to be, you know, take her to dance at this time, take her to soccer at this time, and then I've got a podcast recording, and then I've got this and that, and you just schedule it throughout the day, and then you know how your day's going to flow.
It's so true. And then depending on what climate you live in, too. I mean, my alarm clock for getting up in the morning is completely different in the summer than it right. is in the winter, because you have to count for driving in the snow.
That's how you know you live in a snowy state.
Sure do. So I always have to leave earlier, and it's not even just the snow because I drive a huge Tahoe, but it's the people on the road that can't drive. So
it's their first time driving in the snow.
Yes. So you have to account for all of that.
Can you believe that there was a study done? And believe it or not, it was done at Harvard, that people who usually run late tend to be happier and live longer?
Fucking nerds.
Well, I believe that because they don't have a care in the world, like, and they also don't care about other people's time. So yeah, they probably are happier.
That's kind of it. They say what happens is people who are always late tend to be optimistic, and it's actually good when it comes to their health because they're always positive and, you know, upbeat.
Sure. They're positive about wasting other people's time. I know.
But it says, it's what's funny is it says, before you fly off the deep end and berate them for their inconsideration, take a look at their overall personality. And you'll find that they're more passionate, enthusiastic, and they're overall happier people.
That might be true, but I don't agree. You're not getting a free pass because you're optimistic.
Because they just don't give a flying fuck about anybody else.
It's just not proper. And I mean, if you look at it, if you know anyone that's in the military, they're never late for anything.
No, they're not.
And like my parents were both raised by two Marines, and you can tell because I feel like I grew up on a boot camp. Just being late was unacceptable, but that's the way that they were raised. And it's just, you know what I mean? Like it's just unacceptable. But I can always tell anyone that's in the military is like 10 minutes early to everything. I don't know if you guys ever noticed that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you can tell who has, I have such a hard time thinking that it's a time management problem versus just being an inconsiderate asshole. Because I want to have the good vibe that people aren't really that big of an asshole, that they're not good time managers. So I want to give them that benefit of the doubt. And then on the other hand, when they come in all happy jolly because they're all optimistic and passionate and shit, they piss me off because then I'm like, oh, look at this motherfucker. He don't give a fuck that he showed up to work 1 minute before I'm supposed to be relieved.
It's so true. And but then the laid back people are like, oh, it's okay that you're late. It's no big deal. I don't care. I was busy doing this anyways. Where someone like me who's very regimented, I'm like, motherfucker, I don't have time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pissed.
Right. I got shit to do.
Right.
Well, it comes down to philosophy. So, like, let's say, for example, like, Kevin and I, we start our shift at, like, 7. That's the on-the-book time that you're supposed to be at work. But I typically get there, like, at 6:30. So, if I'm there past 6:30, like, if I show up at 6:35, I feel late.
Right.
Yeah.
Just because that's my norm.
Like, right.
So, in my mind, you know, my shift starts at 6:30. You know, it's just because of the way that I was.
That's your mindset.
And, right.
Yeah, that's my mindset. So it's not that I'm early. I'm on time.
Right.
I guess is the philosophy.
Think about it. When you guys were in the academy, was it acceptable to be late?
Oh, no.
No. No, because we live there. So they can come like, up and wake your ass up.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Would not have been good.
No.
I don't think it's a thing that, you know, for us in emergency services, you get that discipline when you're in the academy, but that discipline can also be lost throughout your career.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, people get, they fall back into their old ways. So
Right. While
we have relatively a whole shit ton of relatively new guys, and I say relatively new, they're about 2 years, 3 years on, they're all super early right now, but it'll be interesting to see what happens 10 years down the road.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it depends too. When you're in that work field, who your supervisor is, because we have some supervisors that are like, listen, if there's a snowstorm, we'd rather have you here alive than,
sure.
So don't worry about being late, just text us. But then there's other supervisors that are like, no, you need to be here on time. It doesn't matter. So then you're stressing out, driving crazy, trying to get to work.
A lot of ours is done guy to guy. So if Sully was running late or if I was running late, I would call the guy that I'm supposed to be relieving and say, hey, bro, sorry, I'm running a little bit late. I'm going to be there about 15 minutes late. You know, I apologize. And then you know whether you fucked the guy over because he's going to be mad about it. Or maybe he's like, hey, no problem. You know, I get it. It happens. But at least he had the courtesy to let you know.
Exactly.
I think that goes to Lauren's point, too. Like if we were supposed to meet her and like we didn't show up until 20 minutes after the time we agreed to. And she's like, what the fuck, Sully? Like, where were you? Whereas if I took the time to at least call her and be like, hey, listen, I'm running late, but, you know, here's why.
Yeah.
You know, it shows her the respect of, listen, I know your time's important. I'm still coming.
Right.
But I ran into a situation. So I think there's factors that play into both scenarios.
Definitely.
Now, in that scenario, Lauren, would you hang up the phone with Sully and then motherfuck him? To yourself, be like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
This fucking asshole again.
I mean, it depends. If I didn't have anything going on, I would just be like, okay, sounds good. And then I'd hang up and be like, that fucking asshole.
but it also goes like if the last 20 times we met, like we were both on time and everything, and this is the 21st time and I'm running late.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's patterns and there's other things that are involved.
So true.
Yeah, but if you're late 20 times and she's meeting you for the 21st time, then she wants to meet you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. I'd say after
and that's what I'm saying. There's more to the scenario than just a, hey, he didn't show up or they didn't show up.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, where we are, we can't use commutes as much of an excuse. Lauren has a little bit further of a drive, but, you know, our average commute is actually fairly low compared to some of the other, and this is compared to some major cities and states, but what do you think is the worst city or state, I should say state, and we'll include Washington, D.C. in that as a state, is the worst commute? What do you think? So
I'm going to go to fucking Florida because everybody's suicidal down there. Nobody gives a fuck.
I'm going to go with California.
Well, at least Lauren made the top five. Sully, you did not.
Oh, what the fuck?
The number one worst commute in the country is Washington, D.C.
I believe that.
At 43.6 minutes on average.
I quit.
That's worse than New York, because New York's number two at 35 minutes.
New York City?
Yes.
Not the state of New York.
Well, it says New York, so I'm guessing it could be all of New York State, because New York City might be longer, but the rest of the cities across the state with the lower commute time bring that average down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, yeah. I mean, fuck, when I was in FDNY for school, fuck, it took us an hour and 15 minutes to get to Brooklyn from Queens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is literally like 12 miles.
Right.
Number three is Maryland at 30.7 minutes. Massive Two Shits is 30.2. Fucking massholes. I am not a fan. I apologize to any listeners in Massachusetts. You've never showed up on our high listening scale, so I don't think we have many there. But if we do, I apologize. But
and if we do, you
drive
you.
Like massholes. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry.
You drive like an asshole.
They do.
Take the fucking T. Or take a driver's ed class.
It's so true.
They have got to be the worst drivers in the United States.
So true.
Fuck you and fuck Tom Brady. But I digress.
And then California is 29.4 minutes.
You know what? I believe that poll because when my brother was stationed in Quantico for the Marine Corps, my parents would drive down there and they were like, you don't understand how bad the traffic is there. And I thought that they were exaggerating. But then when you think of it, the couple times that I drove down to DC for police week, once you enter DC,
yeah,
it's like an hour and a half just to get to your hotel and you're already in the city.
It's a shit show.
Yeah.
It's horrible. DC is horrible. Yeah. I think it's, they tried to cram too much into that district.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Plus you have fucking cities like, literal cities bordering it, which doesn't help.
I blame the founding fathers. Too busy writing constitutions.
not thinking about traffic flows. Fucking horses back then and carriages and shit. I think they wanted to wait in line.
True. Yeah.
So on the other end of the spectrum, the shortest average commute, what would you go? And these are states only, because DC was the only non-state, technically. What would you guess, Sol?
I'm going to go with South Carolina, Alex.
South Carolina? Okay. I don't fucking know. Oh, my Lord. Were you drinking margaritas today?
I'll take Texas. I'll take Texas for 1,000.
South Carolina.
I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with like the most ridiculous
from left field.
Actually, Hawaii. I'm going to go with Hawaii. It's fucking tiny. I changed my mind.
Lauren, what do you think?
I'm going to say Virginia.
Oh, I was going to say that.
No, what's funny is Virginia, I talked to my parents last week when they were on their way down to Florida because they drove down and they actually got stuck on 95 just outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia. It took them 1 hour and 15 minutes to go 1 mile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When I talked to my dad, he was so stressed out. He's like, yeah, we just got here. Like, he goes, we literally sat on I-95 and didn't move. I had it in park for 15 minutes. And then we'd make like an inch.
Good God.
Yeah. I think it was just all the people going home from Thanksgiving. There was no accident or anything like that.
Yeah.
All the snowbirds going.
Yeah.
Peace out, bitches.
Probably heading fucking south. Fuck that. But, number one shortest average commute is South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
See, I was close.
You said a south.
I said a south.
South Dakota is 16.6 minutes.
Wow.
Then Wyoming and Montana both were at 17.3 minutes. Alaska was at 18.5 minutes. North Dakota, 18.6 minutes. In Nebraska, 18.8 minutes. See, those are like obvious to me. They're just states.
Well, because no one lives in Nebraska.
No one fucking lives there.
Who lives in Nebraska? Like, do you know anyone that lives in Nebraska?
Can you name me one city in Nebraska?
No.
See? Silly?
There's more than one?
I forgot it even existed.
It's all right. My wife thought Wyoming was in. She thought it was just a county in New York. She didn't realize Wyoming was a state. So we've got that going for us.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Can you name a city in Nebraska, Sol?
No.
Without looking on Google?
No. I have no reason to go there. Who goes to Nebraska anyways? I got corn here.
I'm surprised that Iowa wasn't on here, because Iowa's another one.
It's like a lonely town.
It is.
Hmm.
Corn town.
Can you name a city in South Dakota?
South Dakota. No.
See? These are no-name states.
Isn't there Sioux Falls, South Dakota? Is that real life?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to Google it.
I could be making that up. I don't know.
I'll take it.
South Dakota cities.
Are you Googling it?
Sioux Falls. That is one.
Bing. Am I right?
You got it. Yeah. 100 points.
All right.
You know what else is in South Dakota? Sturgis, the big motorcycle rally.
Oh, yeah. Sturgis.
Yep. See?
Surprised we didn't know that between you and me.
I know. Well, one of our captains at work goes there all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't want you guys to feel bad for not knowing, but a city in Nebraska, Omaha.
Oh, you're right. Omaha Steaks.
Yeah. Omaha, Nebraska.
You're right.
I don't know any of the other ones that are on here.
But I knew it. I knew it because when you're a kid, you have to memorize all the capitals of every state.
I think so. Yeah.
They tried to make you remember them, but I never could.
Yeah. So I usually am very good at retaining useless knowledge, but I guess I didn't retain that.
Well, it's one of those things. Like, do you really need to know?
Just like your teacher told you many moons ago that you never going to have a calculator with you all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Showed her.
Well, we have calculators in our phones, so joke's on them.
Well, you know what? I sucked at algebra, and I fucking dropped out of algebra, and I said, you know what? I'm never going to use this. And you know what? I've never had to use it, so I don't really fucking care.
True story.
Fuck algebra.
Exactly.
Here's a city in North Dakota, Fargo.
Fargo?
Really?
Yeah. It's a
movie. Is it ringing a bell?
No.
Yeah, movie. Fargo, North Dakota.
Is that the capital?
It's the most populous city.
Who goes to North Dakota unless you hunt? Why would you go there?
Bismarck.
Bismarck. I knew that.
Bismarck, North Dakota is the capital. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, it all comes to mind once you start hearing it. But it's not lodged in the back part of our brain of shit we need to know.
Exactly.
Could you imagine if you actually sat around and thought about this stuff? You'd be late for everything.
You would.
I'm so fucking funny. Speaking of late, we had 6 less days to shop for Christmas this year.
Really?
Why is that?
Just the way that...
Oh, because Thanksgiving was later?
Yep.
Mm.
So it's a week less. I mean, to just put it simply, it's a week less of shopping time.
Right.
Do you guys do your shopping now and get it done? Or do you wait until like the week before?
I mean, do you really want to know my answer? Because I'm kind of like the Grinch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not a big Christmas person. Well, neither am I.
I do my best shopping on December 24th.
Typical man.
So you wait.
Yeah. That's when you get the best deals. I mean, the box might be a little fucked up, but, you know, it's good.
Do you get better deals by waiting?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
I've always wondered about that.
It's not really like the best looking package, though.
Why? Because it's been bought and returned?
I would think you'd get the best deal on Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Yeah, me too.
Not on December 24th, but maybe you're onto something, so.
It's the last one on the shelf. You know, it's on the clearance rack. Got to get rid of it. Making room for all the Valentine's Day stuff coming in.
You're right, because they will switch that shit over really quick. But I'm a Grinch, like you, Lauren, and I don't... like Christmas whatsoever. I don't like the time leading up to it. I like the day. I shouldn't say I don't like Christmas in general. I like the day. I do not like this time that we're in right now where everybody's fake happy. I've said that multiple times on this podcast.
Right.
But I do, however.
It's not fake happy. Everybody's medicated.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody's on antidepressants and boozed up from Turkey Day to
Why can't I?
January.
Because... I should be on fucking depressants.
Everybody's taking their SSRI.
Antidepressants.
Yeah. NyQuil before bed, solid.
Believe it or not, I get Benadryl before bed. It's Benadryl before bed, Sully. I get all my Christmas shopping done before Black Friday or just after. And
Kevin gets it done before Labor Day.
That's my that's my OCD, because I used to be the Christmas Eve shopper. I was the one that went out on Christmas Eve and got literally everything I needed. And I found myself that was really stressful. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go early. And now my Christmas shopping's done. I got nothing to worry about. Fucking done. And now my life is less stressful.
Right.
Because of that. So in turn, I'm happier, which around this time of the year is a godsend, because I go from like a negative 10 on the happiness scale to like a negative 8 instead. So a lot, maybe like two or three people. Yeah. Two or three people throughout the week get a reprieve from the fuck off.
Yes.
Simple as that. But you know what I did do last week that was really cool was I got to meet the Grinch.
Oh.
How's he doing?
He's fucking great. I never thought I'd be happy to meet one of those characters, but I learned about it about a week before I went. And one of the guys at work that's a Universal goer and a Disney goer is like, yeah, they got the Grinch there and stuff. I'm like, no shit, I didn't even think about that. So as soon as we got there, I'm like, I was on a mission to find him. I'm like, I got to get a picture with the Grinch. So I got to share that on social media of me with the Grinch.
Definitely.
So I know you're Wiccan. I know you probably don't celebrate Christmas personally, or maybe you do. Does your family, do you still participate? How does that all work?
Well, so Christians got Christmas from what my holiday is, Yule, which is the winter solstice, December 21st.
Right.
That's where you get the Christmas trees and everything from. And I mean, historically, Jesus was born in June. So that the whole Christmas thing, it just bothers me. And I can't stand the whole presents thing, because you're wasting so much time shopping for gifts, and the money you spend, you're just going to get back on gifts that you don't need anyways. But then you can't get all that time back.
Right.
So I hate it. I can't stand it. So I'll get my parents something, because I know they always get us something. I'll get my parents something, and I'll get like my niece something. But I tell everyone, don't get me anything, because I'm not getting you anything, because I can't stand the whole concept of it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go into stores and go shopping.
Do you like the day itself of spending time with family and kind of the feel?
No. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved it.
Right.
And I like the whole lights. I like the way the trees look and holly and pre-lit lights attached to the holly. I mean, I have my Christmas tree up already.
Mm-hmm.
I have my Christmas lights on my house, like the clear icicles. I like all of that stuff. But the day itself, no. Because as you know, if the emergency services industry, most likely you have to work it. And so it's like, I have to work Christmas Eve and I have to work Christmas Day. And then in between that, I have to see my family who all has off and got to sleep in and lounge around and have a luxurious day. And I'm stressed and I'm on a time crunch and I can't get drunk because I have to be up at 5 a.m. for work. And so it's like, I'm the miserable one. You know what I mean? Like, it pissed me off because on Thanksgiving, I saw my aunt and she always bitches about having Christmas Eve every year. She tries to get out of it. She always tells us, oh, I'm going to be in Florida, but she's really not going to be in Florida. She just wants to cancel it, or she wants someone else to be like, oh, I'll do Christmas. So, of course, I'm at her house on Thanksgiving and she's drinking she loves Black Box Chardonnay. So she's drinking that and she's like, you know, oh God, I got to have Christmas Eve this year. And I'm just like, haha, yeah, because I have to hear this every year. And she's like, well, what dish are you going to bring to pass? And I'm like, I have no idea. It's a month away. And she's like, well, can you bring something with ham in it? I go, I work 60 hours a week and I don't cook. No. Like, are you insane? She goes, oh, well, then just go to Wegmans. Ha ha. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I might lie and tell my family I'm working a double, because I just don't want to. They do nothing but aggravate me. Like, I just don't even want to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Holy shit. That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, last Christmas, I think I worked a double before on Christmas Eve. And then had to be up early to work Christmas Day. And I was just miserable. I was so stressed out and miserable. And my brother was like on the same boat as me. He's like, I'm not doing it this year. So he's going to Florida. And originally I wanted to go away for Christmas for Florida. And then I had too many other things going on. So that's definitely probably going to be next year. I might just go away. And then I get out of
all
that.
Didn't you just go to Florida like maybe like a month ago or so?
I did for the Bills.
That's right.
Game.
Oh, how was that?
It was great. The game was awesome. The Dolphins suck.
Yeah.
We destroyed them, but I didn't get the whole tailgate experience because we went to Russ Salvatore's party the night before, and it was free top shelf booze from 5 p.m. to midnight, and I drank like an entire bottle of Patron.
Nice.
Now, who's Russ Salvatore?
Okay, so Russ Salvatore is, he's like famous in Buffalo. He owns Salvatore's Italian Gardens, mm-hmm. like the hotel. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then Russell's pictures all over like the Buffalo airport. You know who he is.
Yeah. Yep.
So he's obviously got like $1 billion. And every year for the Bills Miami game, he hosts a party for 1,000 Buffalo people that are Bills fans with a top shelf open bar for 7 hours.
Wow.
Every year. You have to like know somebody. Like,
and that was the night before?
Yes. But you don't buy tickets. It's you need tickets to get in. But they don't cost anything. Okay. But you have to know somebody to get the tickets. You can't just be Joe Schmo Bills fan.
It's by invite only? Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And so you cram 1,000 people into this bar. I mean, so it was a blast. I went with a bunch of coworkers. A few of my coworkers are good friends with Russ. So we got VIP tickets. We had an awesome time, but we just drank way too much. So we all woke up Sunday and like couldn't even think about cracking open a beer.
Oh my God.
It was
You didn't
bad.
Get back on the horse? Yeah.
It was bad. It was so bad that I didn't even tailgate. But what I did do was I got to meet this German Shepherd that I follow on social media, and that made my entire trip.
Oh, no kidding.
So
I saw that.
Yeah, that's what I did before the game. I went to go see him.
That's cool.
Wow. When did you come home? Did you come back right after the game, or did you stay until the next day?
Yeah, Monday.
Okay.
Monday morning.
So you didn't drink at all for the game? You were that hungover?
No. Yes.
See,
yes.
See, I would have been back on the horse twice as drunk as I was the night before.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was that bad though. We drank that much tequila, like that much, to the point where about midnight, we all went to go eat because we had been drinking literally since 4 p.m.
Right.
And my coworkers and I, there was like 12 of us at a table, and we all ordered food, and I ordered like 3 shrimp burritos and a margarita, and I ate 2 shrimp burritos, and my coworker's like, you better take a sip of that margarita. And I was just thinking about it. I was like, I think I'm going to throw up. I had to leave immediately. I was like, let me know what I owe you. I'll Venmo it to you. I have to leave now.
Oh no.
And I got in the Uber and went to my hotel.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
It was that bad.
That anymore. I fall asleep at the table.
No. No, it was bad.
Hey, somebody wake up Sully.
I remember being bad. Like 21 going like, how did that motherfucker pass out at the bar? Well, now I know. I'm 36 and I would be that guy passed out at the bar. Fucking exhausted all the time.
Absolutely.
We should go with Lauren next year to the Miami game, Sully.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Yes.
I just went to that Denver game.
You did?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was that?
Good. We got the Pepsi Club seats with the heaters and everything. Those are nice.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Classy.
And the bars serve the whole game.
Game. Same thing with the food, too. All game.
Wow.
Those are worth it just for the bathrooms in Buffalo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's well worth it. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you got to deal with all the shit bird fucking drunks. But I'm sure, like, you were probably the only one in the bathroom, Lauren, in Miami, because there was, like, I think it was just Buffalo fans down there that actually
went
to the
game. No, literally it was. It was only Bills fans. It was ridiculous. The whole stadium was blue and red.
It was all Bills fans.
That's hilarious.
Which was funny because I was at the Dolphins game a couple weeks before that, the Denver game in Buffalo. And there's like same thing. I think there's more Dolphins fans in Buffalo than there are
probably.
In Miami.
It's ridiculous.
They probably are because the fuckers up here just use them as like a way to be able to go see a team in the warm weather. You know,
yes.
They don't really like the Dolphins. They just say they like the Dolphins so that they can have an excuse to go to Miami 2 times a year.
So true.
Well, down there, it's all college football.
Yes.
It is.
I mean, you think Miami U, you got Florida State, you got, you know, huge, huge athletic departments down there.
So true.
Well, when I went to the Tampa Bay game last year in 18, they had a pretty packed stadium.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed, yeah. There were a bunch of Saints fans there, too, as I'm sure a lot of the people from New Orleans drove over. I don't know how far of a drive it is, but I'm sure it's not too, too bad.
Right.
And I mean, the place was pretty full.
Wow.
I was surprised, considering how many people talk shit about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down there. But that was a good experience. Definitely better than any Buffalo experience I've had.
I bet.
Yeah, it's Buffalo.
Go Bills.
They are doing good this year.
They are.
Woo! It's going to be interesting to see what happens when they play my Steelers.
Super Bowl, baby.
A little worried about it.
I saw actually a some sort of thing on Instagram that they're going to change the time of the Bills-Steelers game.
Yeah.
From 1 p.m. to 8:20 or something.
Yeah, it's going to be the Sunday night game.
Prime time.
Sunday night game. Dun, 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 dun.
I feel like I'm like 10 again, though, like watching all these Bills like win games, and like the fans be happy, the players be happy. It's just exciting.
Yeah.
So excited.
It is.
Well, it hasn't happened in years. So
hold on, my Zumba pants from when I was 12, they don't fit anymore.
the tiger stripe ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Real tight. Yeah,
that's what the 90s were about.
Yeah.
Actually, all the fucking shit from the 80s and early 90s is coming back. I mean, my daughters all love fluorescent shit now and Van shoes. Yep. And
yeah, buddy.
High-waisted jeans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all coming back. We ought to go into business and just find something that was popular in the 80s and bring it back. We'd be millionaires.
Yeah, we could bring back the My Pet Rock.
Swatch watches.
My Pet Rock.
Yeah.
All sorts of good stuff.
Mood ring.
The fun lawn darts.
Is it true that lawn darts are illegal in New York?
Probably.
Long darts?
Yeah. Pencils.
I don't know.
Did you ever play lawn darts, Lauren?
No.
You don't know what they are?
You haven't lived.
No.
You haven't lived.
So they're these fucking things, and they got a big, like, you know, the ends of the dart, how they got, like, the fins on them?
Yeah.
So these things have bigger fins on them, like probably 6 inches, and then the end is literally a spike. And what you do is you got to put out this ring.
It's a doll spike. It's fine.
It's fucking pointy. You put out this ring, and you actually throw the darts.
Oh, there's a ring in
there? Into the ring. Yeah, you got to make it into the ring.
Oh, I just whipped that fucker up into the air and waited to see where it landed.
Well, you're the reason they're outlawed.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah, I guess too many people died from lawn darts, so I'm almost positive in New York lawn darts are illegal.
I've never come across a call regarding a lawn dart, but you never know.
Yeah.
Watch. You will now.
813-813, go ahead. Yeah, we got reports of kids playing with lawn darts. I'm on the way. Carter, back up, 813.
Now, do you confiscate the lawn darts, or do you just let them go and say, all right, guys, be careful.
No, you confiscate them, and you bring them back to the station and play with them.
Yeah. Hey, guys, look at these.
Where's your eye protection?
You always take it with you.
Right.
Just like the underage drinking, you always take their booze, obviously.
Fucking A.
Can't condone that.
Yeah, but it's always shitty, though. I don't need Keystone. I've lived that life already.
Mad Dog 2020 and what else? Old English.
I was a broke college kid once. I don't need that.
Bush Light.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Now, I thought Bush Light was making an appearance again. I thought I've seen some kids drinking that shit again.
I'm not going to lie. They're not.
It depends on what carnival you're at.
Bush Light's not that bad.
Remember Miller Light kind of went into like a funk where nobody drank Miller Light and it was like the shitty beer and you don't drink Miller Light?
Wasn't it originally, though, like the champagne of beers?
Miller Light, yeah.
Yeah, Miller Light High Life, right? The champagne of beers.
Yeah, the High Life. Champagne of beers.
They even made the little bottle look like a fucking champagne bottle.
Yes. Yeah, back in the day.
I like Miller Lights. I had about 600 of them at Police Week. They weren't bad.
Is that what they get?
Well, you can't get Blue Light.
That's like the only thing you can get there, beer-wise, I think.
Yeah.
That's true. Once you go further south.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get past like Pennsylvania, there's no Blue Light.
There's no Blue Light.
No Molson. Nope.
Nope.
You order a Blue Light and you get a Blue Moon.
That's true.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Not light like Lauren's margarita.
I said orange in my beer. I put fruit in my beer.
Her 20 calorie fucking lime and mustard margarita.
10 calorie Jose Cuervo, no sugar margarita.
Where's the fun in that?
We should let you get back to those.
You're too kind.
If I was recording a podcast and I had a margarita waiting for me and a hot man, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Right?
You know?
I'm going to go get a Miller High Life. That's where I'm going.
I don't want to keep you late, Lauren. I don't want to keep you late. I've already kept you late enough.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to stay true to John. I'm going to try to, forge this relationship and say, hey, look it. We only kept her for the allotted time.
Kevin's lying. His Benadryl's kicking in.
It is. Fuck. How did you know? See, you know me too well, Sully. God damn it. No, I got some more Christmas shopping to do.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with both of you, and we will talk to you
soon.
If we don't talk to you, Lo, have a great Christmas. Enjoy the day as much as you can at work.
Happy Festivus.
Yes. And I'll try.
Happy days are ahead because we're almost through it. A couple more weeks and we're done.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.